to lose my ingrained black sense of rhythm. And just be as authentic as I can be for an hour. So this is what Spirit told me. Told me to tell you to visualize yourself standing on the cliff. And you have on really skimpy bikini bathing suit. Where I got you jumping from is the perfect temperature.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, everybody there? Uh-huh. And don't be judging yourself by your body image. Hoping nobody else on the cliff is looking at you. It'll interfere with this spiritual purpose. So I want you to picture yourself now diving off into the water. That's what we're going to do today. We're just going to dive off into the course. So just picture yourself, you just dove off a cliff. And you're willing to just splash into another way of thinking for an hour. So we're going to be on page 136 if you got the book. And I'm going to start out with this paragraph 2. And I'm going to translate this into modern language using the Course in Miracles definitions of the words. Okay. Grace is a natural state of every child of God. When you're not in a state of grace, you're out of your natural environment. When you're not in a state of grace, you're out of your natural environment. When you're not in a state of grace, you're out of your natural environment. And so when you're out of your natural environment, you don't function well. When you're out of your natural environment, you don't function well. So therefore, if you're not functioning well, you're out of your natural environment. You can tell when you're out of your natural environment because everything you do becomes a strain. So if you feel like everything you do is a strain, it's because you weren't created for the environment you've made for yourself. If you feel a strain, it means you weren't created for the environment that you've made for yourself. If you're feeling strain, it's because you weren't created for the environment that you've made for yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you say I feel strain, what you're saying is, you know, honey, I'm feeling what I created for myself that I shouldn't have. I feel like I'm under strain. I wasn't created for the environment I made. I wasn't created for the relationship I made, so that relationship is a strain. You weren't created for the relationship that you made. That's why it's a strain. So when you're not in your natural environment, you cannot adapt to it. And you can't adapt it to you. There's no point in trying. Stop trying to adapt it to you and stop trying to adapt to your unnatural environment. Stop trying to adapt to an unnatural environment. Stop trying to adapt to an unnatural environment. There's no point in trying to adapt to an unnatural environment. You're only going to be happy when you know you're with God. You're only going to be happy when you know you are with complete joy, complete love, complete freedom, complete power. You know you're not going to be happy until you know you're with abundance and freedom and peace and safety. You know you're not going to be happy until you feel safe, because that's the only environment in which you won't experience strain. So the only environment that you can live in that you won't go through a lot of strain is the environment which gives you happiness. Because when you're in an environment that you do not experience strain, you're in the place where you belong. You don't belong here. You don't belong here. And you know you don't. And you keep on trying to adapt yourself to here and adapt this to you. And now you feel like you're going through strain and you're not functioning well because you're out of your natural environment. You know you're only going to be happy in an environment that you know you're completed with love. So I want to ask you, we're going to go through a little pop quiz. I'm Professor Purdy, and right now we're going to have a little pop quiz. Are you ready, boys and girls?
Are we ready?
Okay, so you Anybody ever peed on themselves in school? If you've been holding that guilt since you was in the second grade, this is your time. This is your chance to resolve yourself from peeing in the second grade guilt. Anybody got any in here? They didn't know what had happened before they realized it? Everybody okay? That's what I'm here for. You got something you're feeling guilty about, and you want somebody to look at you as if it's innocent. And not only that, if you will give them permission, let them laugh at it, you will see the end of your problem. Wow. You need to tell it to somebody who don't care, which is most of the people we know. We're already in an optimal situation and don't know it. Okay, so here's the test. I want you to consider the kingdom that you've made. And I want you to judge, the kingdom that you've made fairly. So I want to ask you this. The situation and the environment that you've made for yourself right now, is it worthy to be a home for a child of God? I mean, you're a child of love. You're this unlimited being. What you've made for yourself, is it worthy of you? What you made for yourself, is it really worthy of you? Well, then the mind says, well, what do you mean? Anybody here had that thought? What do you mean? Well, it means, are you in an environment that protects your peace? Are you in an environment where love shines on you? Are you in an environment that protects your peace? Are you in an environment that love shines on you? Because that's your home. Here's another question. Does the environment that you've made for you keep your heart untouched by fear? Does the environment that you created for yourself, does it allow you to give always without a sense of loss? The environment you live in, does it teach you that giving is your joy? And does this environment teach you that God thanks you for your giving? Well, let me tell you something. That's the only environment in which you can be happy. You can only be in an environment that's worthy of you. And in an environment that's worthy of you, or a relationship that's worthy of you, is a relationship that protects your peace and shines love on you, doesn't make you ever feel afraid, and always allows you to give, and you feel like you can give and never gonna lose. And you're happy about it. And then everything around you thanks you for giving. That's the only environment in which you can be happy. That's the only kind of environment that you can be happy in. That's the only kind of environment you can be happy in. Now, here's the key factor. Are you ready for the key factors, boys and girls?
Yes,
yes, Mr. Purdy. Come on.
Yes, Mr. Purdy.
I feel drunk with power. That's why people like to be a teacher. You got your kingdom. All of us want a kingdom. All of us want love. Do you know the Course in Miracles just described to us the only kind of environment we'd be happy in, but it didn't tell us what it would look like? So that means you still get the pleasure of having the surprise of the very beautiful, special way that all your good is going to come to you like nobody else. And you don't know how it's going to come, so it's going to be a constant, joyful surprise.
Wow.
You're going to have so many good things happen to you that they're going to become ordinary, and you'll get to the point you just expect things to go beautifully for you. And they always do. That's where you're headed. So he says, well, how do you get there? He says, well, you got to ask yourself, honestly, the life that you made for yourself right now, I really want you to be honest with yourself. Is it truly worthy of you? Are you experiencing a life right now that you feel is truly worthy of you, that really makes you feel fulfilled? And I'm not, some of you might say yes and be completely sincere about that. Some of you might say no and be completely sincere about that. And it's either one of them is honesty, and honesty takes you to the truth, and so we both move forward at the same rate of speed. That way the person who feels like their environment is a worthy environment of them, and the person that doesn't feel like their environment is a worthy environment of them, both of them are moving along at the same pace, because both of them are aware of the truth. See what I mean? So every time you tell the truth, you move fast. So all you have to do is just tell yourself the truth. You don't even have to tell nobody else. Just don't lie to yourself. Well, the key sentence is you can't make it. Any more than you can make yourself, you can't make the environment that you'll be happy in. You can't make the environment that you can be happy in because you didn't make yourself. You didn't make yourself, so you can't make up how you're going to be happy. You didn't make yourself, so you're not in control of how your happiness comes. Because you didn't make yourself, you have no control over how you become happy. And you know that's true because that's where you feel all the time. Like you have no control over how to be happy all the time. Right?
Right.
All right. So the Course is saying, well, I'm going to give you the answer. You can't make yourself happy. Because you didn't make yourself. It's like Mickey Mouse coming up with his own characteristics. But since you can't make the environment that would make you happy, I'm going to tell you right now that the environment that will make you happy, the life that will make you happy, the situation that will make you happy, the relationship that will make you happy has been created for you as you were created for it. You can't make it, but it's already been created for you. You can't make it, but it's already been created for you. You can't make it, but it's already been created for you. You can't make it, but it's, don't worry about it because it's already been created for you, so there's no need to make it. And you can't make it, and you know you can't make it. You tell the truth, you tell yourself the truth, you know you can't make the environment in which you've been happy, that you can be completely happy in because you've been trying to do that all your life and you haven't succeeded. So you know you can't make the environment that you make yourself completely happy. The only thing the Course is doing is telling you that you're right. I'm miserable. You're right.
You're right.
Wanted to be right, you succeeded. Oh, would anybody mind giving me some water? Okay, I'll give you some water. All right, make sure you bring right the right water. Okay. Always be nice to the waiter. That's the stupidest thing I ever see people do is give waiters and waitresses a hard time. It's like, are you out of your friggin' mind? They're gonna be alone with your food. You better make them love you. I do. I tell my waiter, you want me to sing for you? I want you to like me. Okay. It's amazing how I live in a world where people think they can mistreat people and go off on them and then the person is going to treat them better.
Right.
That's so stupid. But I really remember when my mind worked that way, where I thought that if the best way I could get somebody to treat me right was to get them straight all the time. And if somehow or another that was going to make me more enjoyable to be around. Then at some point they leave and they go, why did they leave me? Because you're an asshole. It's not complicated. Okay. And if anybody says I said that, I'll deny it to the last breath. I said, class, holy. I'll say it one more time. You can't make the environment in which you can be happy, but don't worry about it because the environment in which you can really be happy, the relationship in which you can really be happy has been created for you, and guess what? You were created for it. You were created for me and I was created for you. What you want was created for you, but you forgot that also you were created for it. I was into the it was created for me part, but I could never thought about it. I was also created for it. Woo! Then the Course in Miracles says, God watches over his children and denies them nothing, which is the same as saying our Creator watches over us and our Creator doesn't deny us anything. But when you deny your Creator, check this out. He says, when you deny your Creator, you don't know that everything has been created for you and you were created for it. So when you deny the truth, you just don't know that everything's been created for you and you've been created for it. When you deny who you are, then you're surrounded by the things that will make you happy and you will not know it. When you love who you are, you're surrounded by everything you want, but you don't know it. When you don't love yourself, you're surrounded by everything your heart desires, but you don't see it. You don't feel it, you don't taste it, you don't smell it. It's still there. But you said when you sleep at night and your eyes closed and you dream of some incredible dream, it looks like you're somewhere else, but you're still in the room you went to sleep in, even while you were dreaming. And you're getting ready to wake up to the room you really are asleep in. And I'm trying to warn you. You have reached the limit of making yourself unhappy. And, you know, I'm the guy who's at the end of the line that tells you it's all over. That's my job. At least I get major medical. But I'll take a job I hate if I can go to the dentist for free. If we knew who we were, what could we do but laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. He says, when you deny the truth, you don't know that you're being watched over and that you're being denied nothing. He says, because you are denying yourself everything. You are denying yourself everything. You are denying yourself everything. And of course, you can read backward as well as forward. Let me show you. Well, if you're denying yourself everything, you're doing it when you deny that you don't know this. Every time you say you don't really know that what I'm saying is true, you deny everything to yourself. Because every one of us knows that we were created for greater things than what we're given to ourselves. And we were created for an environment that we felt safe in, nurtured in, an environment that wasn't a strain for us. We wouldn't be wanting it so much if we didn't already know that's where we belong. You're just trying to get back to your natural state, but you got the wrong guy. You got an insane guy trying to get back to the escarpment, trying to get back home. That's what the Course is telling us. You're going on an insane alien journey with your insane self as the guide. It's bound to produce suffering. I went, what? Yeah, you're letting a part of you that don't know a damn thing be in charge of your journey back to everything. It's going to cause you a problem. I pray the Holy Spirit talks to me. I remember the first time I asked a person to get in touch with my guides. I never forget that I was sitting next to the river in Memphis. Beautiful, beautiful woman. That's back when I thought women were women. I asked this lady, she read Auras. I said, this young woman, I said, well, you know, would you get in touch with my guides for me? Tell me what my guides want to tell me. I need some help. Don't let me catch nobody up here licking this thing. I'll be watching out now. Because whoever does, I'm going to ask you out for a date. I got my own psychic means of knowing my soulmates. I get my own individual guidance. It's not everybody else's. She licks you too and gone, that's her. Only God would tell you something like that, right? You know. Oh, man. The once you start to recognize your innocence, all kinds of fun start to happen. It's a trip. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's go back.
He asked this woman to read your aura.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Girl, look, you got it.
That's the second thing. Huh? One day I'm going to have a really X-rated class. We're going to have some fun. I used to say, Memphis, sometime it'd be the Course in Miracles nightclub. And so on Friday night, you know, I had everybody come, have some little tables set up. And then they had a sign out there that said, this is rated, you know, X for adults only, you know, so I could get rid of all these people who were afraid of words. Didn't have to be totally uncensored. Didn't have to think about anything before I spoke. You know what I mean? And everybody kick back, have a little groove, whatever the thing is, you know. Play a little music. Make a little love.
Yeah.
Get down to that. Yeah. Everybody put the gum on the table. It worked much better than Match.com. Okay, here we go. When I got to my guides, she said, I can't understand what your guides are saying. I said, what? I can't understand what your guides are saying. She said, why? Because they're laughing. They think the whole idea that you can think you have a problem is the biggest joke that they have ever, and they just, I can't understand them. They're just laughing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fire my guy.
They
have too much fun. I'm suffering down here. They're partying. They act like I'm gonna be all right in spite of myself. They're not even worried about me. They're not no more worried about me than I was worried about my son outside playing with his fire truck. You know, he was playing, having all these imaginary scenarios and problems and situations that he was solving that I as a parent knew didn't even exist. He knew they didn't exist either because he was making them up. So why would I get serious about the imaginations of my child? And we just forgotten that we're God children and we create whole what appears to be physical realities around ourselves. Because we came here to see what we look like when we was expressing ourselves this way. You came to see what you look like if you were expressing yourself this way. That's why you're here. And you can give us an incredible time if you just stop feeling guilty about nothing. You're not guilty, damn it. You just make a few mistakes about correction. It's all right. You're not going to do nothing that's enough to completely break the laws of the universe. You're not so bad that the laws of God get suspended. Your problem in the situation isn't so tough that the creator of the universe can't handle it. It's like the creator, he, she, has been able to just handle everything. That's the whole universe. But then here come your MasterCard bill. All this stuff comes to a screeching halt. God cannot solve your rent problem. That's how tough you are. Yeah. That is just too damn special. That's just too, stop trying to be special by having your life be the most livable. You ain't gonna get it the happy way, so you think you're gonna get it by being the most miserable. You'll be so miserable that one day the universe will just have mercy on you. Don't you see I'm suffering? You with this love out there? Like, why aren't you saving me? You know? Because love loves you too much to take it seriously enough to make it real for you. That's why none of your pain can last. Nothing's going to support it but you. And then you're going to get tired of it. And then you see you're the only one keeping you miserable all the time. What nobody else doing it? Right. It's like me going, Earl, turn your head. Earl, look up. and roll it down. But I'm going to say, you all are making me move my head. I'm going to blame you for the way my head is moving. But it's really me moving my head. I just don't want to take responsibility, so I'm going to say, it's you. And I feel so good. I love to blame. But y'all like to, come on. Y'all like to be blamed. Come on, man. Let's get real. How many here know there is a perverse thrill around blaming? No, come on. It's a, we all know it just feels good, don't it? You know, it is your fault. If it wasn't for you, I would not be going through this. You are the one that's making me feel like this. You hurt me all the time. You don't make me happy like you used to. You know you're with your soulmate when you can blame them all day long and they just don't even care. They know they're so innocent that they can free you to vent to your heart's content, because they know that when you finally release all those feelings, on the other side of those feelings, all the feelings you've ever wanted in your heart, and the sanity and the love and the good stuff is on the other side of being honest about how you feel. So somebody that loves you will just let you say how you feel, no matter how you say it, even if that includes blaming them also. Because they know they're not guilty, so they don't care what you think of them. You know, only reason I care about what you think is that I believe it. But the truth is, there's not nothing anybody in this room thinks that can affect how I feel about myself. First of all, I don't even hear your thoughts. We are born into a universe that is so nurturing and so loving of us. I guarantee we'll never hear each other's thoughts. That's the biggest blessing in the world. I don't know what's going on in y'all's mind. Who needs telepathy at this level? You don't want premature psychic powers. You don't want to be able to read people's thoughts before you can forgive them for them. I'm telling you now, you can have the power to read somebody's mind and they saying something you don't like. Then all of a sudden you got a grievance going toward them because you find out that most people think something opposite to what they say. Yeah. And all of a sudden you get in touch with them. And if you don't know how to forgive, you just make a million more grievances for yourself. You slow yourself down so far. Woo. I'm glad I can't hear your thoughts. I'm glad you pick and choose what you let me hear. Thank you. I'm kind of choked up. And you've done it all my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for... I'm glad you say that for your special love relationship.
Don't you make up thoughts for other people? I do.
Oh, not only do I make up, no.
I know what you're thinking.
You know what? Oh, I know it could be so wrong.
Yeah.
It, most of the time, Anyway. Let's continue.
We are.
You who could give the love of God to everything you see. You could give the love of God to everything you see. You could give the love of the universe to everything you touch. You could give the love of the universe to everything you remember. You are literally denying heaven to yourself. You are denying, because the Course defines heaven as perfect joy. So we are literally denying perfect joy to ourselves. Because see, I could give the love to you and you and you and you. But since I don't want to give it to you, I'm denying it to myself. Because I don't want to give it to you, I'm denying it to myself. Because I don't want to give it to you, I'm denying it to myself. Whatever I don't want to give to you, I'm denying to myself. So if I don't want it to come to me, all I have to do is not give it to you. If I don't want it to come to me, all I have to do is not give it to you.
Right.
Because whatever I deny you is what I deny myself. So I only give to you what I want for myself, so I can have it. Everybody follow that?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said that's how we deny heaven to ourselves. So I call upon you to remember that I've chosen you to teach the truth to the kingdom. I want you to remember that I've chosen you to teach and demonstrate the truth to your environment. You're here to demonstrate the truth to your environment. Okay, that's the kingdom. There are no exceptions to this lesson. And I don't care how short the skirt is. There will be no exceptions to this lesson. And that's how I know I'm enlightened now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would have broke that rule one day to see a short skirt. Lack of exceptions is the lesson. So the lesson is that nobody's left out. There are no exceptions. He says the one lesson we need to learn is that everybody makes it. 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 There are no exceptions. That means that everybody's under the same laws of happiness, but they're all experiencing it in their own unique individual way. So there are no exceptions. That means you aren't left out. You can't be left out. Nothing that I'm saying applies to everybody else and doesn't apply to you. All the cool stuff applies to you too. The lesson is there are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. What does that mean? Well, that means that you can't make the environment that would make you happy, but it's already been created for you. But you deny it to yourself every time you don't want somebody else to have it. Every child of God returns to the kingdom with this lesson in his heart, has healed the sonship, and gave thanks to God. As soon as I wake up to the idea that to give it to you is to give it to myself, and to deny it to you is to deny it to myself, that is the lesson. That is the lesson. That is the lesson that will produce everything you're dreaming about and working really hard to achieve right now. And if you learn the lesson that your happiness has been created for you, but you can't create it, but you got to realize you only want to be in an environment that's not a strain for you, and when you're serious about only being in an environment in which you function well, that's you requesting the environment that was created for you and allowing yourself to have it, because you'll be saying, I want everybody to have the environment in which they feel safe, in which there is no strain, and where they function well. It's not just me that I want to have that. I want everybody to have that, and the more of you are all I want to have, that the more I increase it for myself, because I am you and you are me. So what I want for you, I want for me, and what I want for me, I want for you. Boy, I should be on the radio. This is MIRCALE. Miracles. Is this home worthy of you to be a home for a child? Does your environment protect your peace and shine love on you? Does your environment keep your heart untouched by fear, baby? Allow yourself to give always without confidence. Is your environment that you have, the relationship that you have, is it teaching you that your giving is your joy and that your creator is like thanking you for giving? Well, that's the only environment in which you can be happy, sweet pine. You can't make your happiness any more than you can make you. But that good stuff has been created for you, and you were created by the good stuff. And the good stuff was created for you. I'm created for the good store. One more time. How many of y'all feel like you're going to hell just for saying that?
Oh, mercy.
What'd you think? Was that pretty good? Was that pretty good? I think I could die.
Pre-dental care, too.
Of course I get dental care when I have no teeth. All right. when a man has only light, the Course says it's the truth, okay? It says when the man has only the truth, the man knows only the truth. When the man has only the truth, the man knows only the truth. And so the man's radiance shines all around the man and extends out into the darkness of other minds. So what's going to happen is that your mind is going to transform other minds into majesty. Your mind is going to transform other minds into majesty. Woo! What are you doing tonight? My mind is transforming other minds into majesty. What are you doing? I think I'll go to the movie. So the majesty of love is there for you to recognize and appreciate and know. The majesty of love is here for you to recognize and appreciate and know. Recognizing the majesty of God as each other. Recognizing the majesty of God as each other is to accept your own inheritance. Mm-hmm. Whew. Whew. So you are the majesty of God. You are the majesty of God. You are the majesty of love. 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 You're so full of. You are the majesty of love. You're so full of. You are the majesty of love. I could say you are the majesty of love, but I like to be dramatic. You are the majesty of love. Would you feel same with a man that did that on the first date? You forget at your very first date, y'all go home and you say, well, come on for a cup of coffee. And you sit down and he goes, you're the majesty of love. You got to be ready for the love or else you trip out. So don't forget that you got to prepare yourself to be ready for the good stuff, or when it show up, you'll call the police. I'm trying to warn y'all. I'm trying to tell you what's up. What do you do, man? We come in the majesty of love. Only a pervert would do that. We're so afraid of love. Somebody treat us really, really nice. We'd be like on like just by the end of the night. This is too good to be true. This person couldn't mean. Nah, this is just too much. No, nah, that's too good. No, I know he lying. He get one my poo poo. Okay. Woo! I know what you want. All you men want one thing. Anybody ever heard? Any man ever heard that statement? Raise your hand. All men want one thing, right? That's the truth, Twanny. See, y'all not gonna tell the truth, cause all the women in the room, and you know if you tell the truth, none of them gonna do nothing with none of y'all. You know the rules. Women say they want honest men, but they don't give them anything. Honest men be the friend zone. All right. I have time to make jokes. Sometimes people don't get it for years. I got people calling me from classes I did 20 years ago. Got it, man. So I say it one more time. When your mind only knows the truth, your mind is only going to be the truth, okay? And then the radiance of the truth in your mind is going to shine all around your mind, which will extend into the fears of the other minds, and so you will transform other minds into love. That's why you're going to be safe around the people that you are around. Because your mind will know only the truth, so its own radiance will shine out around it, extend to the mind that is with you, and transform it into love. And that's how you become safe around anybody, which means when they're with you, they are safe. Which is weird, because it might not be that way for somebody else, because they're asking for something different. But when that person's with you, you'll be safe. Because the truth in your mind will radiate around your mind and extend into the darkness of the other man, transforming it into love too. Wow. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Then it says, this book is so deep. Then it says, to accept that you are the majesty, right, is to accept my own inheritance, and the Creator only gives equally. So if I recognize this gift of love in anyone, I'm acknowledging what God has given me. So every time I acknowledge anything about you that I like, I'm simultaneously acknowledging everything that God has given me. So every time you experience anything you love, you are simultaneously experiencing something God gave you. Mm-hmm. They're the same thing. They happen at the same time. Oh, I really love this experience that I'm having tonight. Well, you're experiencing the gift that love gave you. That's what it is. That good time.
Yes.
That love, that peace you feel. This is intense, thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some people, they're like... Faces in this room, boy. I'm telling you, man. Some people. Some people. They listen with every fiber they've been, because they've been so much, they've been through so much crap, they want out. Then you got the ones who really don't have no problems. Because if it's a real problem to you, you sure couldn't go to sleep on the answer. You don't have to help a lazy man. He don't have no problems.
Yeah.
Let me put my glasses on so I can see who hates me. You want to know these things? Reflect on a dark Kotex night. It's a lot easier to avoid getting killed by just not coming around the place they were going to shoot you. This is going to blow me away. It says, nothing is so easy to recognize as the truth. There's nothing so easy to recognize as the truth. There's nothing so easy to recognize as truth. The easiest thing to recognize is the truth. This is how you can tell when you're about to recognize the truth, or that you have recognized the truth. You want to know how you can tell when you recognize the truth? He says, well, when you recognize the truth, the recognition is immediate, clear, and natural. So when you really recognize, it's immediate. It's a real recognition is immediate, real recognition is clear, and real recognition is natural. You have trained yourself not to recognize it. Okay, we're going to go to the school of not recognizing the truth about anything. And we're going to see who's going to be valedictorian. Of course, as we have been busy learning how not to recognize love or the truth. And that's deep for a book to set it in our face. You know what I'm saying? You have trained, he says, I'm going to tell you, because if it's true, it's immediate, clear, and natural. He says, if you really recognize something, let me tell you now, it's going to be immediate, clear, and natural. Like, it's not hard for y'all to recognize me as Earl Purdy. You see me as Earl Purdy immediately, you see me as Earl Purdy clearly, and you see me as Earl Purdy naturally. So that's the way all recognition is. That's what recognition means. It's immediate, clear, and natural. So we train ourselves to not recognize anything that's immediate, anything that's clear, or anything that's natural. And then we're in a strain. Does that make sense to anybody inside me? Okay. Then it says, I love it. It says, and out of your natural environment, I love it. It says, and it's been very difficult for you. How's it work for you? How's the world teaching working for you? How's it working? How's it going for you? Believe in everything you were taught in the past. How's it going for you? Is it immediate? Is it clear? Is it natural? See, you train yourself not to recognize your good stuff. Then it goes on to say, out of your natural environment, you may well ask, what's the truth? So if you're asking what the truth is, you're out of your natural environment. If you ask them what the truth is, you must not be in it. This makes so much sense, it got me crazy. Because I'm not used to stuff that makes sense. I train my mind to believe the unbelievable. Now I'm hearing something that sounds natural, like, that's how I don't understand recognition being immediately clear and natural. What do you mean by that? What do you mean? What does that mean by immediate, clear, and natural? Everybody in here knows what immediate, clear, and natural feels like. We already know what that feels like. It's what you feel like when we're around each other. The recognition is immediate, clear, and natural. Everything else would be just as easy to recognize as me. You're good, your right relationship, your right direction, your spirit, your health, your fun. All of that should be just as easy and natural and clear to you as recognizing me sitting here in this chair. But you're training yourself not to recognize the things that make you happy by thinking you have to make it up for yourself. But you don't know what it is. So you try to get other people to dance until maybe something they do entertains you. But you're not cruel.